This holiday season, there really isn't one single hot toy. Instead, it's a hot category. Electronics.
Nintendo's video game console, the Wii, is selling strong, and among the elementary set, Webkinz are big. They're stuffed animals with corresponding avatars in an online virtual world.
A lot of sophisticated technology, and in some cases a lot of money to fulfill a child's dreams. But we wondered, what toys become favorite toys, remembered long after that child has grown up? So we asked some of our NPR colleagues, most of them grown up, about their most beloved playthings.
Well, what I liked best was dressing up as Annie Oakley so that I could play cowboys and Indians with all the boys and look tough, even though I wasn't tough.
The best toys my brother Andy and I got for Christmas were always the ones that our dad made for us. The best was a big, beautiful wooden puppet theater with curtains that you drew open and everything. We used to make up shows with our Sesame Street hand puppets.
My parents bought me this entire set of British tin soldiers. You had redcoats in there, you had these guys in these tartan kilts, and they had huge guns, and I used to stage these epic fights throughout my bedroom with trucks and Tonka toys and everything else I had at hand.
Chatty Cathy. I just loved Chatty Cathy. She said things like, "Let's play house. I'm sleepy." And of course, "I love you."
So I woke up on Christmas Day, came downstairs in my pajamas, and there under the Christmas tree was this really huge battleship. And it was probably 3 feet long, but I remember it being about 9 feet long. It had a whole crew, little one-inch tall plastic sailors, and spring-loaded launch pad that would send a plane halfway across the room.
I had a sled named Rosebud. I grew up in snow-draped Wisconsin, and I loved that sled. But I was forever asking my parents, why did they name it Rosebud? You'll know one day. What kind of answer was that for a six-year-old? Fast forward a dozen years later, and I'm in a darkened theater at the University of Wisconsin for my first ever viewing of Orson Welles in Citizen Kane. And I cried.
One of my favorite places to be was in the treehouse in the chinaberry tree in my backyard in Austin. My grandfather built it, and though we called it the treehouse, it actually was a tree platform. We liked to play Tarzan. There were three roles: Tarzan, Jane, and Cheetah, the chimpanzee. I had a tomboy friend named Kara who played with us, and we'd make her be Jane. I don't remember Jane ever getting to do much. She was kind of like a jungle version of the mom in Leave It to Beaver. And after a while, Kara would tell us to take Jane and stuff it. She was going to be Cheetah. That was cool. You didn't really need Jane anyway. Cheetah was a favorite role because what did Cheetah do? Swing around the chinaberry tree from one limb to another, making monkey noises. I was a good cheetah, if I do say so myself.
Oh. I just checked with my mother. She told me I played this game incessantly. Basically, it's a box with a labyrinth on the top, it's sort of a maze. And by tilting it, you get a ball to sort of roll through the maze. And the ball has to avoid the holes that are cut in the maze so that you don't, because if you don't tilt properly, then the ball goes in the hole. Whoa, I'm zooming now. Well, so much for that.
Toy Talk from our NPR colleagues, most of them grown up, some of them thankfully not quite.
We heard Joe Palca, Wade Goodwin, who still does, I thought, Melissa, a terrific cheetah there.
Fantastic.
Julie McCarthy, Don Gagne, Kathy Lohr, David Folkenflik, Mandalit Del Barco, and Nina Totenberg, who's still a pistol even without the Annie Oakley outfit. Any of those toys ring a bell with you?
Oh, yeah. We had the labyrinth game that Joe Palca was talking about, and I was never very good at it. My older sister was much better, but I can remember exactly all the corners and the death curve in the lower left that I could never master unless you got the ball going with enough speed that it would sort of glide right over both of the holes and you could get past the tough spot. What about you?
I heard them. I was thinking of a set of Lionel trains, rather modest set, but still wrapped up and in the shelves, awaiting some child in the 21st century who might think the trains are cool.
There's got to be someone out there.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.